Well, this is the season of college applications and entrance exams for those headed toward highly competitive universities. It's already upon us, and tens of thousands of teenagers are pushing hard and doing well. Many, though, experts say are overworked, overscheduled, and overstressed. And as Michelle Trudeau reports, this can take a toll on the mental health and development of a significant number of teens.
Marilee Jones vividly recalls a particular moment when her daughter, now a college freshman, was in seventh grade.
I remember a conversation where I told her, you know, she has to get ready for high school. She needs to develop activities. She needs to have interests, and she needs to develop passions. And I remember that she looked at me like she had no idea what I was talking about. And then, you know, I'm talking about passions. And really, within a few months, she started having stomach pain.
The doctor told Jones that stress may be causing her daughter's stomach aches.
And that there was nothing wrong with her. It was all coming from me.
Marilee Jones is not only a mother of a teenager, but the dean of admissions at MIT. From her own parenting experience, as well as interviewing thousands of teens for college admissions, Jones has come to the conclusion that many youngsters are under too much pressure, far too busy, and highly stressed, all in the service of getting into a top-tier college.
I'm Tom Polis. I'm 17, and I'm a senior at University High School.
Tom sits in his bedroom upstairs at his parents' house in Southern California. He's got an easy laugh, an engaging manner. He says he feels like he's at the top of his game, but that there is a lot of stress.
I've been in school for 3 weeks, and already it's really hectic because you get thrown into all this college stuff, and people are always telling you, you know, apply here, like, where are you going to apply? How do you get your teacher letters? Like, when are you going to take your SATs? And on top of that, I'm taking 4 AP classes. And so it's been 3 weeks already, and already the stress level is very high.
And then there are his extracurricular activities.
Outside of the classroom, I'm president of JSA, which is a club at our school. It's a debate club. I'm an officer on Amnesty International. I'm a student representative on...
Tom really enjoys all his activities and courses, and he adds he gets no pressure from his parents to carry such a large load. But he's certain colleges are looking for this kind of hardworking, fully committed student.
I'm Rachel Farrell, and I'm in grade 12, senior year.
Rachel says she loves her high school. When she wakes up in the morning, she wants to go to school. Nevertheless, the race has begun.
We have to start looking at scholarships, and we have to start picking, narrowing down our schools that we want to go to and looking at deadlines, because there's a lot of deadlines, like in November, that if you want to do like early decision or early action or get financial aid or whatever.
Rachel thinks she wants to go into the arts, but hasn't yet decided where she'll apply.
And for me, I'm freaking out because of the money. It's just so expensive to go to school. You feel almost bad for... I need $40,000 to go to school. It's just still ridiculously overpriced.
And 16-year-old Chelsea Halperin, a junior, says she's been thinking about colleges since middle school. She hopes to apply to Columbia or Harvard. She, like all the teens I talked with, is thriving, fully engaged, nonstop, with homework, being class president, team sports, mentoring younger students, helping at her synagogue. She worries, though, that in spite of all she does, it might not be enough.
I mean, my friends, they've all taken SAT classes for 7 hours each day on a weekend. And you're just like, it's so hard to deal with because you hear your friends saying, oh, well, I was at this place taking tests until, you know, 10 o'clock at night. I was at this place taking tests at 8 in the morning. And then I don't have enough time for that. So I feel scared about taking the SAT.
So a lot of the pressure is feeling that other people are sort of getting ahead of you in the race.
Yes, and that's in classes, that's in testing, that's in just like community service. I mean, it's everywhere.
My name is Jeanette Alexander. We have a 17-year-old daughter who is in the midst of college applications.
It's 7:30 at night, and we're sitting at the kitchen table at Jeanette's house. Dinner is finished, and her daughter is out at her piano lesson.
As a parent, you always think that your child is the best, the brightest, has done amazing things in her home, in her community, and maybe even globally. But then you start doing a little research and seeing what colleges are looking for, and it's a rude awakening.
This is the hardest time to be admitted to college, last year, this year, and next year.
MIT's Dean of Admissions, Marilee Jones, says the demographics show it'll continue getting harder for the next decade.
So when people feel anxious about the competition and they worry that, oh, no, you know, there are just so many people applying to college, they're right. that's a true anxiety that they feel.
That anxiety is taking its toll on the health of many teens, says adolescent medicine specialist Kenneth Ginsberg from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
I, as a doctor, see a lot of kids who are coming to me because their body is showing the signs of stress. Whether it's headaches or chest pain or belly pain, I'm seeing it.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is sounding the alarm, issuing a report today warning that teenagers' stress is manifesting in doctors' offices around the country. The report emphasizes that the majority of teens applying to top-tier colleges is doing just fine, like the teens I talk to, even with the pressure and fully booked schedules. But Ginsberg, who authored the report, adds more and more teens are being sidelined by anxiety and depression.
At the extreme, and I want to emphasize, this is the extreme, we're seeing more kids who are engaging in self-mutilation as a way of kind of taking control over their life when they feel like their life is out of control. And I see quite a few kids with eating disorders. And eating disorder is a disease of perfectionism. It's kids who just feel like they can't handle everything they're doing.
And at a less obvious level, MIT's Merrill Lee Jones is seeing now in college applicants a side effect of not getting enough downtime. Creativity and innovative thinking are taking a hit.
Because students are so busy all the time in activities, because parents think that's what they need to get into college, and we college admissions officers reinforce that, they don't get into their imaginations enough. Let's free up a lot of kids to be able to do that and not force everybody to have all of those AP classes and all of those activities, and they all have to be leaders in order to be admitted to college.
17-year-old Tom Polis.
One of my friends, she just one day she was like, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of school. I'm tired of feeling bad about having like a 3.6 GPA. I'm tired of being in an environment that demands so much of you and an environment where the level of your character is determined by your SAT score.
To help teens cope with stress, the American Academy of Pediatrics is launching today a new website where teens can go and design their own stress reduction plans, described by the doctors as a prescription for balance. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Trudeau.